This is a significant breakthrough in the fight against corruption and the abuse of state institutions and resources. Glomo's alleged crimes, including theft, fraud, and forgery involving millions in public funds, represent a brazen betrayal of the South African people and our democracy. However, Glomo did not act alone. He operated under the supervision of former State Security Agency Director General Arthur Fraser and former Minister of State Security David Mhlobo, now a Deputy Minister. Both men remain central figures in the systemic weaponization of our intelligence services for political and personal gain. Their names loom large in the Zondo reports as well. The arrest of Glomo is a step forward, but it should by no means be the end. The Democratic Alliance calls on the Investigative Directorate Against Corruption to pursue all those implicated in state capture with the same urgency, especially key figures such as Arthur Fraser and David Mhlobo. Justice delayed is justice denied, and South Africa deserves a clean break from the era of state capture, and that begins with holding every responsible individual accountable before the law. In 2022, I laid criminal charges again against Fraser for his role in state capture. To date, no meaningful action has been taken. The National Prosecuting Authority must ensure Fraser is held accountable without further delay. Equally complicit is David Mhlobo, who, as the Zondo Commission confirmed, presided over the politicization and factionalization of our intelligence apparatus.